I can show you the world, shining, shimmering, splendid. Tell me, princess, now when did you last let your heart decide? I can open your eyes, take you wonder by wonder, over, sideways, and under, on a magic carpet ride. A whole new world, a new fantastic point of view. No one to tell us no, or where to go, or say we're only dreaming.
A whole new world, a dazzling face I never knew. But now from way up here, it's crystal clear that now I'm in a whole new
for the Carol Cox Show right here at K108. If you have questions or comments for Carol, our number here is 524-1080, 524-1080. And now, here's Carol.
Good morning and welcome to the Carol Cox Show. Another beautiful day here in Hawaii and another start of a new year. So isn't it amazing we get to a whole new start? Same issues, same problems, but a new start is kind of just, I guess it's a mind game, but it's a new year, 2016, and I'm happy to be here with you and talking and discussing things and a number of issues that I call them issues, and some people call it make trouble, but a number of issues that are out there that, first of all, should never have been in place or taking form, but they did and they will, and the same elements that are responsible for them last year are still here with us, unfortunately, and good government decisions and bad government decisions. But ultimately, it's about what good is it for the people? And I know sometimes it sounds like patriotism gone crazy, and we just repeat that, you know, that America's great, America's good, and our politicians should be held accountable, and we want an honest government. And if you don't believe that, then it's kind of hard to expect it, to be honest with you. But it'll be okay. We get another try at it. And so yesterday as well, I was out trying to follow up on a matter. We talked about it. It's that the Voice of America site that is currently under the management or oversight of the United States Coast Guard. And some of you may be familiar with this story or this matter, and some of you not. But I thought I would make sure that this would be the front thing, the first thing that I try and talk about in the new year and bringing more light to it. Because last year, not so long ago, I contacted the state representative out there, Tupola, and solicited from her some participation in looking into this. And I don't know what the status is, but she apparently had discussion with one of her constituents who has a relationship with the Navy, who originally owned the property, and supposedly a public relation liaison person for the Navy. And he apparently conveyed to her, to Tupola, as she conveyed to me, that this matter had been resolved and all the contaminants were cleaned up. And not only do I disagree, I have the documentation that I'll share with many of you here, as I shared some last time, why anybody would be willing to intervene and inject such nonsense and such irresponsible, you know, vitriolic information to suggest that PCBs at highest levels that you could imagine sitting in a near a residential area. And so I can't explain to you why that would happen, and I haven't heard any more from Tupola. But what I can say is that hearing that, I wanted to go up, and I'm reaching out to the homeowners. And if you are in the area of Sea Canyon area up there, D.R. Horton Properties, if you live on Mokila Street and in the 1600 block, specifically give an address of 1687, 1659, 63, 69, 71, and 75. Those five properties specifically are identified in a letter that it does not give the actual address, but it says here, this is a letter, and I mentioned this letter before, but I want to in dispel and provide any mistruth, misstatements, or thoughts that's being placed out there erroneously. Here are the facts. The former Voice of America site owned by the United States Coast Guard, abutting the Mokila Street area, is a contaminated site with PCBs at high levels. And I don't bother to go to the numbers, but it exceeds the level of action for residential, and it is not acceptable by EPA. And when things are not accepted by EPA, then you know it must be bad, because they can fumble and stumble and mix it up and serve it back to you as if it's okay. But when I read something to say that it's even above the EPA standards, you know, then you need to worry. So there is no truth to that it's been cleaned up. But this is a letter, June 24th, 2014, for the people that are speaking to Tupola and that encourage her to throw out an anchor and not get involved in this or do nothing. Let me just say, this is a letter written by the state of Hawaii, Department of Health, June 24th, 2014, to Lieutenant Commander Clay McKinney, Commanding Officer, United States Coast Guard, Civil Engineering, Honolulu Office, 14th Coast Guard District. Facility site, an 84-acre portion of the former Voice of America site. Subject, funding approval for high-priority cleanup to protect new residential community. New residential community now. So those of you that are out there listening, I don't know if we don't know the science. We don't necessarily need the science. There's no need for science. PCBs are carcinogenic and not healthy for human beings or the environment. Bad stuff. So the dear Lieutenant Commander McKinney, the Hawaii Department of Health Hazard Evaluation Emergency Response, or HERE office, is overseeing investigation and planned cleanup activities at the 84-acre former Voice of America site in Maile on the island of Oahu. United States Coast Guard has conducted extensive characterization activities at this site and identified highly elevated concentrations of PCBs in surface and surface soils on approximately 4 acres of the site, but to date has not received funding to proceed with the needed cleanup action. Now, this was written in 2014 of June 24th, talking about funding and not funding and acknowledging that it is imperative that the United States Coast Guard make this cleanup high priority for fiscal year 15. As a residential neighborhood is being built immediately adjacent to the highly contaminated 4-acre transmitter building site and requires remediation. 5 homes directly abutting the transmitter site are already occupied. Now, this is disturbing to share with you what I found in the last couple of days. In talking to some of the homeowners, I inquired if they knew about, and I went to share this letter, give each one a letter, a copy of this letter, and direct them to, and suggest that they should inquire about this. And here's what, it's rather disturbing. And I don't know what category to put this in, but I'll leave it up to you if you have some ideas why something such as this would take place. But this area now is fenced in. It was once fenced in before, but someone came along and stole the fence on approximately 5 acres of property. Just took the fence down and the poles and everything and used them. So what that tells me is that the military and the state and the EPA weren't too aggressive in monitoring that site anyway. So there are reports of children playing in it and people coming and taking rocks and dirt from the area. And they did nothing. No alarm set off, they being Coast Guard, State Health Department, or anything. So what's disturbing is that information I learned yesterday, or Saturday and yesterday, is that this fenced area, the newly fenced area, consisting approximately 5 acres with this highly contaminated soil and the presence of PCBs, the people, when inquiring, the homeowners, I asked them, do you know what's out there in that fenced area? And this is what they tell me. Well, it's a hay owl. Really? Yes, because different entities told us that the rocks that are there, there is a lot of rocks that are there, boulders and rocks, moss rocks like, and that is remnants of the hay owl. And they put a fence around it to protect it because some people were taking the rocks from the hay owl and using it to put in their walls and transport them somewhere else to use them. Folks, it's not a hay owl. The reason it's fenced in, it's a contaminated site with PCBs. So people have lied to the homeowners. People did not disclose that that was the hay out that they thought was a hay out is a foundation for an old railroad track. Now, what does that say about our system? What does that say about the honesty and the integrity of the agencies, the state agency, who is the state health department? What does that say about the Department of Hawaiian Homelands? Because you see, the Hawaiian Homelands also have acquired a great portion of that 84-acre parcel, parcels there that exist, and they are the ownership of that, and they have knowledge of that. And they, in fact, were approached by some of the homeowners to gain access through that property, not through the contaminated site, but going around it, but coming using as an easement to finish their wall or build their rock walls or finish their lawn care. I'm told the DHHL told them no. Not because, I mean, quite naturally, if you got a house there, what harm would you be doing if you were to use the existing roads to access your property so that you could build your wall or do maintenance on your house or whatever, complete the foundation, whatever it is that you need. But instead of saying, no, the area is contaminated and we don't want to have we don't want the liability of you getting exposed, we'll just say no and keep it quiet. Coast Guard, on the other hand, has put signs there on the property in the fenced area that says federal property, keep out, or something to that effect. So imagine you're buying a house, young family, and there's a lot of children playing around there, and they're most susceptible, and just anybody with PCBs, it's not something human beings should be incorporating in their daily lives. And so why would anybody, if it's true, convey such information to the those homeowners there or that community that it is a hay out that is being protected, when in fact that's an outright lie? It is actually a contaminated site. And so imagine now those people that have gone and used some of those rocks to build rock walls and transported them over the city, throughout the city, wherever it is, destinations unknown, and place these rocks that possibly are contaminated. Not to mention them using it around the properties that they're building the fences and exposing the homeowners and other people to PCBs by transporting it in the dust and what have you. And when it rained, you know, PCBs, this form is in oil, and so it has a residue and it'll constantly wash off. So this is serious stuff. Serious. Now, where they say in this letter to the lieutenant commander, five homes directly abutting the transmitter site are already occupied. The housing development is large, with many homes being completed, many more families moving in the near future, and continuing construction over the next few years, while the contaminated site is securely fenced, preventing direct exposure to unknown contaminated soils. The site is dry, dusty, and windy, and windblown. Dispersal of contaminated surface soils to neighboring homes is a concern, as it creates a potential soil ingestion hazard for children living there. Folks, you know, it's so often that we hear, oh, in New York, this happened. Oh, what about that lady that came in, went into the town and saved the environmental people and all? And here we have the same thing under our feet, under our pillows, under our foundation, and you got people lying, just outright lying. One gentleman said, well, you know, he said, this reminds me of Love Canal. Well, I guess it's kind of hard to believe that Hawaii, in its state of mind, in its pono, its aloha, its, you know, I think that we those that are believing in pono and believing in righteousness and believing in loving the other person and the human beings and treating them with respect and love, we must reserve a little bit of room in our minds and hearts for there be some scrutiny or some doubt. If I don't mean to be a professor on pono and aloha, but what I can tell you, if this has no place in any culture, where you lie to people and tell them, well, you know, actually, why hell? Why not just somebody just dump rocks? Why not just tell them it's a railroad track, foundation for a railroad track? Instead, because you lie to the people and you play on their culture and you know that they're, who's going to argue? Who is going to stand up and say, well, gee, I don't think you should put that fence around. I'm native Hawaii. I don't think you should protect that. Hey, and you say people are stealing the rocks. And destroying it. I don't think you should protect them. You're not going to get that response. And I believe it's a shameful act, if all this to be true, that people will perpetuate and build a lie to deceive people while exposing them to such risk as contaminated soils. 524-1080 is the number. Good morning, caller. You have a comment?
Good morning, Carol.
Yes, good morning.
You mentioned Hawaiian homes.
Mm-hmm.
Where is this place?
It is, let's see here. Ma'ili, at, it's called the Voice, St. John's Road. I'll give you some boundaries. St. John's Road and right there at 76, right as you go into Ma'ili, the first... can't think of the street right now, but right there.
Oh, that new subdivision, right by the traffic light.
No, but it's further down toward going Waianae side, over against the Lu'ulu'ulei. It's closest to Lu'ulu'ulei antennas, those towers.
Yeah.
Mhm. And so it's there.
And how many acres is Hawaiian Homes?
Pardon me?
How many acres Hawaiian Homes?
Well, okay, let me clarify. Hawaiian Homes acquired the land from a portion of the land from, and their land is not housing this contaminated soil. The transfer that we see, the documentation suggests that it's still in the ownership of the U.S. Coast Guard. Now, there may be some new changes that DHHL owns it. I'm going to be inquiring about that as to who actually legally owns that 5 acres, but the Coast Guard is taking ownership and cleaning it up, and because it is their mess that they inherited from the Navy and the State Department. So you know where the Hawaiian transitional homes, they're by St. John's by the Ma'ili Stream?
St. John's by the Ma'ili Stream.
Well, you know where the new Kamehameha Children's Center is?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that portion of land was a part of that 84 acres that they obtained through some deals, and DHHL then granted Hawaiian Homes, Kamehameha Homes, use of that property or whatever, leases it or whatever. I haven't looked into it. But it's on the same, situated in the same property. If you want to, you can go to carolcox.com and pull up, I think it's October 15th, somewhere in there we did a show on this subject, and we posted pretty much every document there is showing, except for this letter and some of the emails that we're posting up today.
Okay, because I'm wondering if that was part of the, back in 1980, we took a survey, and that we is the Hawaiians organization.
Mm-hmm.
Took a survey on the 200,000 acres, and we found something like 40,000 acres missing.
Mm-hmm.
And doing the tenure of Darrell Yagodich, who was on staff at the time.
Mm-hmm.
We had a meeting that he identified lands that belong to Hawaiian Homes now, and I asked him one of two questions. One question was that land returnable, or was that land in exchange of, meaning if it was part of the 40,000 that was missing at the beginning, then it would be returned. But if it wasn't part of the 40,000 that was missing, more or less, then it would be replaced.
Mm-hmm.
And I see this as replaced. And now I see another equation to your discussion. If it was replaced knowingly that this was contaminated land, was it a dump?
Well,
no. Was it a dump on Hawaiian Homes saying, okay, we give you this land to replace the lands that he's going to account it for?
Mm-hmm.
So did they dump it onto Hawaiian Homes saying that, okay, now you got X amount of acres to replace that which is unaccounted?
Yeah. Well, I would say, given if I didn't know what I know, I would say it would be appropriate to say that it was a dump, possibly. But you see, you're dealing with some educated Hawaiians that are sitting there and non-Hawaiians that are sitting there at the helm screwing the people by just simply passing the buck, the shell game with contaminants.
Exactly.
So, you know, when we say dumped, I think there is a portion of the Hawaiian community that is screwing the Hawaiians. Nothing to do with external factors. They have a fiduciary responsibility that to say if we got 40,000 acres missing, we got 200,000 total in inventory, but 40,000 is missing, can you identify? Okay, we've identified an 84-acre parcel. It's still the responsibility of the group of people that is at the helm calling themselves the Hawaiian Homelands or whatever it is. They're educated people, so they say they were. They say they have the concerns of the Hawaiian people in mind. So before they accepted land, I know when they bought their homes, they would be asking these questions. Did anybody get murdered here? Because I don't want ghosts. You understand. And so likewise, they should have been and had to have asked, what is this land? So you're going to give us this land. And just like that, and that we're going to add that to our inventory. So over here, 84 acres have been recovered and found. But no, because there's a cost associated with this cleanup, for example, and the hardship or the illnesses that are associated with contamination. So the Hawaiian homeland is just, I think, you know, you and I have chatted a long time, and I would say instead of looking for the redcoats coming to getting off the ship to come here, I think the Hawaiian community should start looking at the blue coats or whatever coats they're wearing because, my friend, they should never have accepted this land.
That's right.
They should have never. Well,
that's
the
right.
History is that 5 acres or so were given out of this 89-acre parcel of Voice of America. As I say, State Department took it from Hawaiians or whomever took it from the Hawaiians and in turn occupied it, then gave it the Navy who was responsible for it, and then they Coast Guard came along, but they decided not to use it. But that means they still own it, right?
Yeah.
So they have the responsibility of cleaning it up. It's
yeah.
Some argue it's not a FUD site, a formerly used defense site, but I consider it is because regardless, they should clean it up. So Linda Lingle, well, 5 acres were given to the city for the Miley Stream to channel that. So subtract that 5 acres. Then another 4-point-some acres were taken, and there was a trade. You may know this. I don't know. I read it, and it's in the reports, that a portion of this land has to do with some trading of land on a school in Molokai. Are you familiar with that?
Mm.
Yeah. And so,
wow.
It's all in writing. I can steer you to it. But so that was a transitional home. So nobody's going to argue with Linda Lingle for building a transitional homeless shelter, right?
Yeah.
because, you know, Hawaiians need a home. But they, it was contaminated, so the state says, well, it was remediated to the levels that's safe. And you know what that means, right? I mean, how many calories...
In a cookie, and then
you learn, but it doesn't say don't eat, but it says how many calories in a serving, but it doesn't tell you, well,
how many servings to eat or not to eat.
So in other words, trust nothing they say. I mean, it's just hogwash. But anyway, so that site was there, and then DHHL, and I don't want to misspeak, but I do have the actual documents of transfer, and I'll email them to you. And then Kamehameha Schools took some of the property for the children's center. So that there's a remaining acreage of some amount, but this 5-acre parcel is still held in control by, until the contaminants are cleaned up, by the Coast Guard.
By the military.
Mm-hmm. And so imagine that, though.
Like all other military properties that are in cleanup mode.
Yeah, and now this letter that I read, it was 2014. Now imagine, this is a state. And so all of you out there that think that the state has big teeth and big mouth and big bite, I'm going to tell you something. You might as well hire a team of chihuahuas and teach them how to serve cookies on Christmas, because you got yourself nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing. They sit there and they growl, they bite, and they go through the motion, but then they become part of the problem. For example, why would they not tell the public, just post a sign, warning, contaminant area contaminated with PCBs, stay out.
Yeah.
Period, right?
Yeah.
Coast Guard.
A sign would be more adhered to than offense.
Right, and then also, and don't tell them that, well, you know, hey, Hawaiian, you see, it's everything's cool. We're going to protect your hay out. That's your culture, right? See that bunch of rocks there? That's your culture. We're going to help you protect it. So just we're going to put a fence around it. Not instead of being respectful of saying, dear sir, the attached letter, this letter is to inform you that the land that you just purchased abuts or is near or will be possibly impacted.
Hold on, Carol. I get one incoming. Hold on.
So anyway, the situation would be, tell the truth. Post the signs. And we've asked the state to force or compel the... Because it's law.
Yeah.
Just to say that it's...
And the purpose of the act is for rehabilitation, not to put them in the hospital, but to make sure that everything is safe.
It is to prevent them from being impacted. And so I don't know what the Hawaiian community will like, because I'm reluctant. I've learned the hard way to project what my experience is as a human being, and project that on, overlay it on what you folk are experiencing, because it's the same screw job. It's just that it's a different screwdriver or some, you know, it's the same problem. But when you look at contaminants just laying in a 5-acre parcel, and here's what's really painful, Uncle Joe, is that in the process of interviewing everyone, my children play out there.
Yeah,
that fence has been there only a year. We used to go there and pick rocks and take this and get that and just motorcycles and you understand?
Yeah, I hear you loud and clear.
And yet, the state health department had knowledge of the site, had knowledge that the fence was down, had knowledge that the fence does not contain signs when they did erect a new one to say that it is a contaminated area with PCBs. So, aloha.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Take the responsibility off of my hand.
Yeah, but the reality is, imagine the potential for the children being
That's
sick.
That's what I'm talking about. Exactly what I'm talking about. Let Hawaiian Homes be the... what am I looking for?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. You
let them be the tail end of the jackass that they are. that's what they are. I mean, look, this is the same agency that just recently disclosed that what they didn't spend all the money, and then, right?
Yep.
How many millions?
80.
And we got Hawaiians living on the beach in its Hawaiian homelands.
Yep.
And then we got another one going to jail possibly for having a program that's defrauding the Hawaiian people. I think, you know, starting the new year off, and those of you, I can give you my address if you want to react and become violent and hit me over the head again. But I'm going to say that sometimes what I'm learning, the people that are running DHHL, the Hawaiian side of it, contingency, is too smart for their own good and too smart for the good of the community. That's what's really wrong. They got the degrees, they got their style, they got their ways, but here's the problem. There are people in the Hawaiian community are just getting doused with contaminants, chemicals, sleeping on the side of the road, on the side of the sidewalks, and you name it. And they're able to not spend $80 million?
$80 million.
It's time somebody to just start screaming. Say, look, who cares who's screwing us? Stop screwing us. I mean, whether it's a Hawaiian community or Hawaiian leaders, they need to be held accountable just like we hold the Coast Guard, the military. We talk about how devastating and drastic the military measures are on the Hawaiian community. Let's start speaking openly and specifically. That's the only way we're going to make a change, in my opinion.
Absolutely.
Because yesterday, when I heard what I heard, you know, it's the oldest trick in the world. Who is going to argue with you and call you a liar, start questioning if you're protecting my culture?
Yeah.
And are you familiar with the there's the Union 76, Kaukama Road, I think. Kaukama is right there at the 76 station. You make that right.
And that whole area there, that whole area of Lu'ulu'ule is one big contamination. You know, all those homes along Paakea, the children, and those big towers. They're all contaminated areas that affects the health and welfare of the people.
I mean, I look at this community and I think, wow, they work, they believe, and they go out and they got their jobs, they got their families, and they're being treated as if they're a non-existing entity. They don't need to be respected. They don't need to be told the truth. Just pull the wool over their eyes and subject them to. And this stuff has been laying out there for years. And, you know, I don't know. And then they talk about where it's going to be, the houses are being built.
Yeah. New subdivision is coming up.
The housing development is large, with many homes being completed, many more families moving in and near. If that's the case, why wouldn't the state have filed a legal action to go to court and compel the Coast Guard and ask the courts, look, this thing is being built around this cesspool of contaminants here. What if we clean it up and then force them to pay the money, not wait until they get the money, right?
Yeah.
So this one here takes it all, and I've talked about it before, but yesterday I went over to fly and get some aerial shots of the area, so that I can, and once you see how close it is, you get a real impact on, and the Department of Hawaiian Homeland, though this is a development outside of Hawaiian Homeland's property, the Hawaiian Homes stand to take possession, or may have already, I don't know the legal conditions yet, I'll have to read that document, and that there's letters the date they signed it and transferred the actual land and the acreage.
And get updates.
Yeah, well, it's something's wrong here.
And, yeah, I hear you loud and clear.
And so I don't know the answer, but there's another 12 million. What is it? The governor said he wasn't going to give them some money. The DHHL.
Yeah, he wasn't going to address the. Dickie Nelson.
Dickie Nelson.
Yeah.
Not going to give them money?
He wasn't going to appropriate the full amount.
Okay. So imagine that. So you have $88,000 that wasn't spent, and I don't know where it went, and then you have another threat to not spend some more money.
$80 million.
I'm sorry. Oh, yeah. Hey, they don't deal in thousands in this state.
It's,
everything's a million. I forgot that. In the old world, we could do things with a couple of thousand.
Just for me to make sure that I'm paying attention, I am.
But so imagine that, and then, and this isn't the only site. I've pointed out many of contaminated sites on DHHL property in Kalailoa.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, right? tons of calcium hydroxide.
Kalailoa and Kapolei.
Yeah, and we've done that, and still yet it's just silence. The audience is asleep or something, and I don't know what it is. Maybe it's they got it in the water, or because at some point
the first time I went to Kapolei, I come down north south. And my drive tells me there's two big holes over there, huge holes. So we stop, and that's right where the crux center is.
Uh-huh.
And then we continue down the road, come around the corner, stop at the home. I'm told that this is where the meeting is going to take place. I walk into the yard. I go to the back fence, and up comes the owner. Hi, I'm so-and-so, and I live here.
Mm-hmm.
I introduce myself, and I ask the owner, what is that out there? And she says, where? I said, I'm pointing to, and I'm looking over this tile wall, and that's at the edge of the property.
Uh-huh.
And then there's a little slope, and then there's a wooden fence that I'm leaning and looking over. And I want to know, why is that tile wall there?
Uh-huh.
And she tells me, that's a river. I said, okay, so, yeah, I see it all. Just by stopping by the Crux Center, where the Crux Center is located, where the homestead is located, because Crux Center is on Hawaiian homelands. You knew that, right?
Right, right.
Yeah. Crux Center is on Hawaiian homelands. But the subdivision adjacent to Crux Center is the place that I go to, Kaneili. And I'm floored because this is a major river when the 50-year flood comes.
Uh-huh.
This is a major, major river. Are we endangering it again?
Well, again, you know, the rush to what I've seen a number of these projects, both on Lalamilo and other places, it seems that the engineers and the managers and contractors of the involved or around doing business with DHHL got their ways in. And I don't really know if there's really good sound science that went into much of these plannings. And so who knows? It was the fox watching the hen house, and they'll use the fox to build the hen house.
Part of the discussion in the previous show with Poka was organized crime.
Yeah, that might be, but the problem is that this is a national mandate that the Hawaiian people.
Exactly.
This isn't just a matter of organized crime. This is disorganized people that are of the same culture doing it to their own people in many instances. And that has to stop. We got one guy up for jail here because his monies were to enhance the livelihoods through communication on Hawaiian homelands, right?
Yeah.
And what happened? You know, It's just a sad occasion, and I think that's not going to fix it. And I know many of you out there are incensed now that I would sit here and have the balls to say to any of you that, well, you know, it's also some of the Hawaiians that are screwing the Hawaiians, and let's get that out of the way, and that's at least maybe a third of the problem fixed.
Well, that's the reason why I say that for an attorney, for a lawyer, the one thing that they look for, and it's always there. It's there in the law.
Yeah.
It's just that we don't understand that a language of deceit as a layman, you know.
Yeah, but when, do we really need to understand it or understand the results of not understanding it,
and
you see if that makes sense. I mean, it's one thing. Okay, we're not educated in abreast of the law, but we at the end of the day we see that, well, we got screwed again.
I
know the Hawaiian people, very intelligent people. They very educated. It's just that the system that is supposed to be there to right a wrong is, you know, people have infiltrated, and government has the state government and city governments abuse it. And then they only abuse it, though, because at that round table, there are the Islas and the Masagatanis and all those people that are native Hawaiian. And seems that, you know, I would be asking myself, well, I was there. How did all that happen at my watch?
Yep.
You understand? So take it as they may be offended by what I'm saying or incensed.
No, but, hey, listen.
You know, somebody needs to start
to make sure I did what I was called for.
Well, let me, so that before this close this hour, I want to make sure that, and you can hang on there. In regards, here's a letter from an email. I've requested their emails, the state health department's emails between the Coast Guard, because I want to know, without any supposition or theories, what was really going on. So in response to the gentleman who told Tupuolo that the matter was resolved and everything was cleaned up. So here is an email, a chain of them. Keller, Tuesday, March 24th, 2015, from Coast Guard to the state. Paul Chong, your message is ready to be sent with the following file or link attachments. Funzi, finding of no significance, 2009 Miley VOA, Voice of America site transfer from state to DHHL. You follow?
Follow.
And so that took in 2009, April 16, 2009, site transfer from state to DHHL. Then there's another, Lynn just checked with my other landowner that the PCB release, he said, was about 850 tons for disposal. Now imagine, what about 1,000 ton maybe being there? How much do they have to dig? We don't know. But if it's to clean it up is $850 per ton, you see why it is so disturbing to know that the DHHL would accept this land. And I didn't see anything to say, but if there's contaminants, they should not even accept it. Clean it up, and then we'll accept it, right?
Yeah.
So, but not just the payment, but the cleanup and exposing the community. Hello, Paul. I received the final Miley VO discrete sampling results report yesterday for the additional sampling we did along the eastern property line last month. Could we please plan to catch up later? Okay. These are the Thursday, Friday, okay. Here is 01 PCB testing. Miley Eastern Fence Line, 18 August 2014. They were supposed to get this done in fiscal year 15, right? What year is it now?
Yep.
It's 2016. I know it may be still being.
And you said it started in 09.
Mm-hmm. Well, earlier than that, actually. But they've had knowledge of this. But here.
Yeah, I'm sure. Here's they have knowledge of it.
Here's from the Coast Guard.
Yeah, from the Coast Guard.
Here's the Coast Guard writing an email.
I think
the person who will be taking over this project once I retire will be Honolulu, and me in Honolulu, 8th through 9th of May. Is there any chance we could get together for meetings one of those days? I will also be taking her out for a site visit if you would like to go out with us as well, right?
Who is her?
We don't know. The person that was going to take over the site to monitor it and shepherd the cleanup. Well, that didn't happen. She left and went to work for EPA. So then they just recently hired someone else. Well, you know.
Went to work where? EPA?
Yeah, but yeah, that doesn't matter. But here the point is that, you see, there was no urgency. Even while they're writing a letter saying, look, man, things are happening here. People are building around this site and possibly contaminating themselves in the threats of this. And that's all a letter that the public never received. Never once been told. Never once sent out a letter to the neighboring surroundings. Thank you so much for yourselves available next week and blah, 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 to the visit to Miley. I look forward to seeing you. Rich Beyer, U.S. Coast Guard Environmental and Real Property Attorney here in Oakland, California, will also be attending the meeting with me on the site Thursday with all of you. Rich will already be in town conducting research on Miley included, and is a great historic resource for the project. You follow? This was written in April 15th, 2015. To date, its stuff still lays there, exposing people in the environment. And you'll be able to find each of these emails, each of the emails online at carolcox.com. But join me in the next hour, Uncle Joe, if you'd like to. We'll be back and running down the time, so we'll be back.
Hey, thank you.
Aloha.
Aloha.
Seen a light divine, seen water turn to wine. I've seen healing hands and walking on the water. I've knelt in churches, but that was all just fruitless searches for something to believe in when I thought I'd seen it all. But I never saw a miracle till, baby, I found you. I prayed I'd find my heaven, then all my prayers came true. No, I never saw a miracle. I was blind, but now I see. The miracle is the love you give to me. Oh, yeah. Seen a flower bloom and a man walk on the moon, but I never seem to find sweet inspiration. Seen the stars fall from the sky and heard a newborn baby cry and felt the warmth of human kindness till the tears came to my eyes. But I never saw a miracle. I'd find my heaven, then all my prayers came true. No, I never saw a miracle. I was blind, but now I see. The miracle is the love you give to me. Oh,
stay tuned for the second half of the Carol Cox Show right after the news on KWAI Honolulu, K10. It's time for the Carol Cox Show right here at K108. If you have questions or comments for Carol, our number here is 524-1080, 524-1080. And now, here's Carol.
Aloha again, and welcome back to the Carol Cox Show. By the way, you can contact us at 524-1080, and you can go to carolcox.com and pick up all the information there, the documents and all, as we like to practice speaking from documents and not trying to entertain you. Just we've posted a lot of the documents on Miley with the specific intent, those things that are not being told that should be told to you homeowners or the public is not, so we trouble ourselves with going out, researching, getting the documents, posting them up at carolcox.com, and that way you can see for yourself. So if you don't read them, don't complain. If you need them, read them. And there's not all the answers, but it'll give you better insight, and then you can equip yourself with the mindset or an attitude, should you be suing these people? Should you hold your builder, the person who sold you that property, accountable? Should you be approaching them? Should you be approaching the Coast Guard? Should you be approaching Hawaiian Homeland? I'm not an attorney. I don't give legal advice. But I would say, given the potential hazards that are there, as indicated and discussed in this letter from the health department and what have you, you have a right to inquire. And I encourage all of you, if you've never talked to a lawyer, you should call one, find one, or inquire somewhere of a legal mind. Because the consequences, though you may not be noticing impacts today, are the consequences of contaminants. They can present themselves later, manifest themselves into something worse. We don't know. You don't know. I don't know. And I don't mean to sit here and infuriate you or inflame or incite you, but I would suggest that it's a new day. Now you know the fenced area is containing at Miley contaminated soils and PCBs. And there are other contaminants in the soils too now. I mean, not just chromium and other stuff. But again, the biggest concern right now. Good morning, caller. Go ahead with your comment or question. Thanks for calling.
Good morning, brother.
Yes.
You know, I've worked on 3 military bases since I've been here. Schofield, Fort DeRussy, and Kaneohe Marine Corps Base. I've dumped stuff there because that was my job and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And all the different sites that they have. Every one of them places are contaminated in some way, shape, or form, wherever. Because they don't check what you're dumping. You know what I mean?
Right.
They just don't. You know what I mean? If you work on a base and you got a contract there, you do what you want. There's no environmental laws.
Mm-hmm.
And this was back in the late 80s. It's been a while. So the same practices are going on to this day. I can't understand why the state of Hawaii doesn't, you know, because it's on. Eventually, the government will probably give up that land or give it back to the state. Who knows?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't think Waihewa is going to go disappear. But they're supposed to tear that place down to like half the people that are in there, aren't they?
Of where?
They're still going to be dumping over there in them dumps. I dumped that. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Well, but again, responsibility lay squarely on the seats of the military, if it's on military land or if it's private ownership. But a lot of it finds its way because DHHL is not monitoring the people that it leases to. And then a lot of it, they don't manage and secure the property. And some instances, they actually give them permission and take bribes and payments under the table.
But that's what they're probably doing still right now.
Yeah.
Like I said, where I work, our site over there was contaminated, but they would spill anything. All kinds of fluid, you know what I mean, definitely went into the soil.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And they never dug it up or took it away. whatever, that's the job.
But
what you got to do for your job, and, you know, that's all they care about.
Yeah. I wanted to share, you know, we talk about them failing to post and the things that you're discussing now. Another email here, just a portion of an email written from the Coast Guard to the state. starting in the middle of this. However, given that Rich is an attorney, is a U.S. attorney, a United States Coast Guard attorney, professional courtesy and responsibility dictates that the first contact your advising attorney prior to next week's week to speak lawyer to lawyer. Could you each please send me contact information, including phone number and email address, to the servicing environmental attorneys for Hawaii DOH and EPA Region 9, ASAP. Rich would like to touch base with them quickly before he meets with their clients, you, next week on site and ensure your legal representation that there, quote, is no funny business going on, end quote. Isn't that funny? So we know.
Because you know they're already doing something. Not above board. They're telling you, oh, don't worry about that. Anything funny going on. And they already gave them a short notice about all this stuff. You know what I mean? It's just like.
Well, I offer that just to show the silliness of this whole process, because on one hand, people say, well, they didn't know, and maybe they need, no. They have integrity. They express it in here. They have respect for other people. It's just not the Hawaiian people. It's just not the homeowners. It's just not, you understand? They could give a damn about the Hawaiian people. They just want a professional courtesy amongst attorneys, as this email is saying, right?
Yeah.
And if you want to, so that, quote, is there is no funny business going on, then darn it, go back out and knock on each door and put a flyer, or stand there and talk, and I'll call a public meeting and publicly proclaim that this area is contaminated, not protecting Heiau.
Yeah.
How can
we deal with this? You can't deal with it, man. It's over our head. Because
you can. Remember, human beings manufacture this, and we're not that sophisticated that other human beings can't figure it out. Okay, it's not something natural or phenomenon that occurs in nature or set in our laps from the universe yesterday. This is some stupid stuff that goes on. Corruption, disrespect for people of their culture and what have you. That's all it is. It's disrespect for other human beings.
Like you were saying, that PVC place is. That, they know it's there.
Yeah.
They care about it.
Yeah.
That's what I mean. That's what you call collusion. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I'll get along with you and we'll just leave that thing. And the people that are on the land, they don't know no better.
Yeah, let's just talk to lawyer. No. You don't need. Here's what we'll do. You have your lawyer to receive the letter from our lawyer saying you better damn well clean it up now, or we're going to proceed in federal court to prosecute you. And we're going to notify the community that you're exposing them to a danger. But that's the dog that don't bite.
Yeah, right. That ain't never going to happen.
Well, I tend to believe it will be. It's just that, you know... We all complain about how apathetic we are, but if we toss something out there that might be a solution, then we say, that ain't going to work either, so what the hell? You know, I mean, what do we do then? Just
pounding our head against the ground, man, because this island is pretty well. Now, I'm a farmer, you know what I mean?
And yeah.
I used to use restricted use chemicals, you know, and I stopped, you know, because I know, you know, hey, this stuff is going into this. To the soil, man, and Indian's not going to leave there for as long as I'm alive. You know what I mean? For sure.
Well,
but if it's legal for me to do this, I've done nothing illegal that wasn't on paper. You know what I mean? I could do this because I had the license to do it, and I passed the test that I knew how to use the chemical. You know what I mean? Appropriately. So I did it. You know what I mean? This was, you know, back in the 70s and stuff, and it didn't take me long to figure, like, I'm living on this land, man. You know, this don't catch up to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But I stopped a long time ago, and you know, and now I see you all going around me. It's just like, hey, you can't win.
Well, yeah, but I think I ascribe to this. If it's human manufactured, then there's a solution.
Yeah.
And human frailties are not long-lived. It's just someone needs to stand up, speak out, and call it what it is. Hold on. Thank you, caller, for calling. Well, I guess that you could hear spaceships settling in.
Yeah, landing and taking off. I don't know which one, man.
But anyway, that's what we have here, and it's unfortunate. The shame of it is we have regulatory agencies that are in place, and we're spending big bucks to fund them and fuel them. And what do we get? BS.
Yeah, you don't get no enforcement, man. Just, like you said, everything is a payoff. Talk to the lawyers, and then we don't have to go through any hassle.
Right. You haven't heard one moment in there, one word of introducing us, mentioning the public, did you?
Yeah. All, you know, behind the closed doors, and when they do come out in court, it's all settled already.
Yeah, and so what it is that my observations is that what is happening, it's not an assault on the Hawaiian people per se within specific intent. It's just that these agencies are layered now, and so the benefit to taking this land that's contaminated, and they know it's contaminated, and handing it off to the State Department of Hawaiian Homelands and watched over by the health department is that they don't have to go and dig it up because you got this system, this corrupt system that says, well, you accept it, and that way we don't have to clean it up. But if we sold it to Carol Cox, he might inquire and want a clean bill of health for that land. So this way, many instances, the DHHL and other agencies are complicit by taking and playing the shell game and hiding contaminated soil or contaminants in the environment.
You know, but if you think about it, you know, all that land like Mi'lani got built on, you know, that city, that was all sugarcane land. I remember I put the pipes in there a long, long time ago. And, you know, you dig through the red earth and stuff, and you think, man, this stuff's got to be contaminated because they've been spraying add-ins, all that stuff that was has been, you know, disregarded now. They can't use it anymore. That was so strong.
Right.
You know, it didn't go anywhere. I guarantee you, I don't care how much it rains on the place, but that stuff, you know, it goes with other, like the red dirt, you know what I mean? It has the ability to absorb a lot of different things, you know what I mean?
Right.
It's not going to go away.
Right. Yeah.
You know? Well, I wouldn't want to be living in Mi'lani and digging my garden up over there.
Yeah.
Well, anything that I'm going to consume, maybe some roses, you know, they may handle, but I wouldn't put no cabbage on there and go start eating it. I don't care how long it's been, because them chemicals last for a couple lifetimes.
Right. Well, okay, thank you for calling. Let me get
it. Yeah, hey, Happy New Year, my brother.
You too, brother. Thank you.
Bye.
Caller, thank you for calling. You have a comment or question?
Do you know who owns the Makaha Resort?
No, I don't. Do you? Would you like to share that with us?
No, I want to find out because there's going to be a $300 million hotel that's going to be built there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you read it on the news.
I did see it.
And they're going to provide 500 jobs for the hotel. You know, they had a hotel there before called the Sheraton Makaha.
Mm-hmm.
And they couldn't make money. And I don't know why they think that they're going to build another one that's going to make it any better.
Mm-hmm. I don't know, but you know what I can do is I can look, and I thought Jeff Stone or his organization was a part owner or had some ownership. I don't know, but I can check for you and get back to you.
Okay. If somebody's listening that might know, I would sure like to know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Makaha
Resort.
Hold on here. What is that going to do to the traffic?
Well, I don't know. It's well in the valley. That's why this hotel.
Yeah, I mean, you start from Kapolei, just try to catch the evening traffic and see what happens, huh?
Yeah, I guess so.
And so, are they going to build a new highway?
Well, I don't know. They didn't say anything. All they said that they're going to build this $300 million hotel for Four Seasons.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'll check and give me a call back next week, or if you want to, I'll pull it up and do a business name search for you.
Okay.
All right. Thanks. Aloha. Thank you. Good morning, caller. Thanks for calling.
Hi, good morning. Good morning, Carol.
Yes, good morning.
Yeah, I hope you're doing well. And I just wanted to make a comment, yeah?
Uh-huh.
Basically, when I listen to your shows, you know, you're very careful not to want to, how should I say it, disrespect those of us who are of Hawaiian ancestry. Yeah?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I'm of Hawaiian ancestry, and I'll let you know now that you are not disrespecting any of us at all.
Mm-hmm.
You're very right and correct in your perception, because at this point and time here in Hawaii, there's a lot of us who are mixed ancestry, and we have Hawaiian in us, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, there's a lot of these, those of us who are of Hawaiian ancestry in these government positions in the state of Hawaii. You know,
mm-hmm.
I'm also of Japanese ancestry, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I get your point that, you know, it's like, I do feel like this sometimes. Like, my ancestors of Japanese, Chinese, and Hawaiian, you know, they are eating us up. You know,
mm-hmm.
they move up into these good and very comfortable positions of power and control, of money and status, and they really don't care what happens to us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, those of us who are not up, you know, at that level. So I just wanted to say that, you know, your perception is very right, and just keep and continue what you're doing. And if people have something negative to say about you, well, they're wrong. And I'm glad you're out there pointing these things out. Because I started paying even closer attention to you the time you were attacked with
mm-hmm.
the pipe
mm-hmm.
and your house or car was firebombed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I thought that didn't happen in Hawaii anymore. But it did, and that's a very sad statement about how far we've progressed or have not progressed.
Yeah, well, people don't bomb people that are going along to get along.
Right.
People don't bomb people that are not speaking out and telling the truth. You know.
Right. Exactly. Because you were telling the truth and you were right on.
Yeah.
These people got scared and had to revert to these fear tactics. Yeah.
Yeah, but you know, while we're on that, this is the joy. Now, not much has happened on that. We know who did it, and they proclaimed themselves as being Hawaiian, both the firebombing and the assault. But here's, if you want to know the system and the culture from the corrupt side of the government. You see, the Attorney General's office did nothing. Even though I gave them documents and statements that and hard proof that corruption, and they were on the taking bribes, they still didn't do anything. The contaminated soil, the health department saw it, didn't prosecute anybody. And still yet, this land is contaminated and loaded with contaminants and solid waste, trash, did nothing. So I use that as we all one day going to, you know, leave this planet. It just depends on, we don't know how we're going to leave it. And I'm pretty proud if it takes that, the truth is the truth. The reality is this. What is being done is wrong, period. Not just to the Hawaiian people, but we have an American government that's in place here that is tolerating this. We have layers. We have the EPA who should be prosecuting them, all right? Because
right.
It's still America. They don't prosecute. I'm a journalist. I have a radio show. I write. I'm published, right? Do many news stories.
Right.
Guess what? You hear no outcry from the agencies who should be boiling, right? Seeking to get this person who bombed my house, right?
Right.
But they don't. So it speaks to the corruption of the people that are supposed to protect us, and I don't focus on me, but to protect us. It's, for example, Miley. The people that are supposed to protect us all fail. And the best thing they could come up with is how to get lawyer to lawyer to talk so that they can have get their lives together and still yet the contaminants lie in the soil and people are buying houses around and playing in and exposing themselves. You follow?
Yes.
So it boils down to this. When you look in the eyes of the young children that are over there playing, and you know that there's a guy who works for the health department or a lady who works for the health department or an attorney or a general office who got pant leather shoes on and nice Aloha shirt and their kids going to private school, and you see kids in the Hawaiian community got no food, got no place to lay their head, got no water, got nothing, and we're talking about Aloha and everybody's dancing around the issue. Well, what do you think is their issue? Is it, well, I think it's the haoles from the mainland. Well, it may be them too, but then it also may be the people that are, bear the names of the Hawaiian culture supporting them, and it's a fact. We need to change that. We need to change that. We should be incensed and infuriated, all of us, not just Hawaiians, when we see the people on the street and we see the squandering of millions, billions, people not spending the money that they're tasked with in spending and protecting the people. They don't spend it. They have to give it back. You follow?
Yes.
So it's more than the firebomb is just a little bit of side entertainment. The beating is, but when you think about the potential for a child to end up with leukemia and never know, and who's living down there in the dirt, on the dirt, you follow?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So those of you out there that want to interpret what it is that I do, I mean, this is just a natural response. This is nothing manufactured. It's a product of seeing what I see and the lies and the mistruth and the disrespect for people in general. And
right, you're period. Absolutely right. The truth is the last thing that we are facing today.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can't even get on the news. You can't go to the Senate. You can't have a radio program like this. You can't confront people and departments and tell the truth, because then you look like the bad guy.
Mm-hmm.
And which is exactly, you know, what's happening with you in a lot of these cases.
But it tastes good, brother. There's nothing. You know, we all agree that there's a bunch of thugs and liars and cheats in government, right?
Right.
So there is no greater joy than to be shunned by that segment of people.
Yeah.
I just tell you, it's not a lonely travel. It is like the perfect response. It's an acknowledgement that I'm not a lapdog and I never will be, and that what I stand for, while it may not get everything done, but just the fact that if they shun me or don't invite me to their meetings and their greetings and whatever, I'm okay with that, because the reality is when I look in the eyes of children and I look in the eyes of people there that are sickened with diabetes and all the other ailments and all and can't get medical care and can't have a home to live in, I'd rather be shunned every day by the politicians, every day, any day, all day. Because what I'm working for, that's a human being in that wheelchair. That's a human being in that diaper. That's a human being that's being carried and shuffled by mother and father, going nowhere but back to the tree that they live under.
Right.
You follow?
Exactly. There's so many different social problems that we have.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of our leaders, our elected leaders, I feel do not understand that, well, we elected them, you know, to these positions because we trust them, and we trust that they will do something about it.
Mm-hmm.
And you're right, Carol. I mean, it's very heart-wrenching for me to see that more and more of the Hawaiian locals, those that want to live the Hawaiian lifestyle are living out on the streets, on mm-hmm. the beaches, are homeless. And there's even on the commercials and news, I think, that there's 70% of us of Hawaiian ancestry that are in the prisons, living on the street, are dying because of certain diseases, you know, like diabetes.
Mm-hmm.
And nothing's being corrected.
Yeah.
You know, every administration that has come in the States said that they're going to deal with the homeless issue, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And this goes back a while, right?
Right, but that's to get in. They never intended to. These people are from the
same...
They're never... You know, being Hawaiian and understanding Hawaiian is not wearing limited to putting a nice lei on or barely being seen because you got so many leis on or aloha shirt. You understand? Or know all
yeah.
the aunties and the uncles that from the old days. Let me see you talk to the younger Hawaiians and let them tell you openly. Have a forum and let them tell you that isn't it funny? A guy can steal millions from the Hawaiian community, and then it's debating whether he go to jail or go to 7-Eleven and be able to buy coffee every day. And yet, a kid with a crack pipe or near a crack pipe or anything, he's sentenced and sent off to jail for whatever. These people are not coming with good intentions, and whether they, you know, whatever they decide to do, they should do what's right. And you're not going to get it. It's a system. It's a conspiracy to defraud everyone. And I have a little warning for everybody out there. Those that are Hawaiians, the in crowd, they won't have any use for you either. Because once they have taken everything away, and you may not see it in geological times, or you may think it takes too long, but when the foreigners start buying up, because who else can buy these million-dollar apartments without even seeing them, $2 million, $6 million. When they buy everything up and get everything in place, you'll be consigned to just being a doorkeeper. You might think you're part of it now, but that little money that you're getting, and this is to all you state workers and Hawaiian community members that think you're in now, it's a short-lived venture. Trust me.
You're absolutely right, Carl.
Trust me.
And this is what I am totally afraid of.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have a friend that's a doctor. He's a very good man, and he makes good money. Okay? He's a doctor, a medical doctor.
Mm-hmm.
He told me just a few years ago that if he cannot give his family a quality life here or afford a quality life, he's going to pick up and leave for the mainland.
And that's a man with money.
Yeah. And so I thought, here's a guy that's making over $250,000 every year, and he's telling a poor guy like me, you know,
mm-hmm.
a lowly little state worker,
mm-hmm.
that he's not making enough to make it here.
I'm finding it difficult to understand what drives a person to claim that they are working for the Hawaiian community and the Hawaiian people, carrying out the mandate of the constitutional agreements and all. And then, in turn, there are people starving, and there's money that's not being spent that was dedicated for the sake of the well-being of the Hawaiian people and not spent. And
yeah.
we have homeless people living up, and I'm sorry, I can't bring the two and understand who in their right minds could say any of that is right. Who?
You know, you're absolutely right.
I don't know where to begin, and there's a day of reckoning, and I don't speak from a biblical sense, but things play themselves out.
Mm-hmm.
They only have a certain lifespan in all situations. I've learned that in reality. If it's bad today, it could get better tomorrow. But there are some people that's really undermining the last vestigial organs of support for the Hawaiian community that are not doing, delivering what it is that they're being paid for, what they're being recognized and appointed for, right?
Right, exactly. Exactly.
Hey, well, thank you for your comments and call and your support, and we'll keep on going.
Well, thank you.
And let's have a new year, and we'll see if what we can stir up.
Okay.
All righty. Aloha.
Mahalo and aloha.
Good morning, caller. Thank you for calling.
Hi, Carol. Listen, this kind of reminds me of Larry Ellison that bought the island of Lanai, one of the richest guys on this planet. I mean, and he bought that island for a huge bargain price,
mm-hmm.
and he's developing it as a playground for the rich and the servant class that will be on that island serving the rich,
mm-hmm.
you know. And you know what? The guy has not donated pretty much anything to help the homeless problem here in the islands.
Mm-hmm.
I would think he should. I mean, the guy, it's incredible. I think he's worth about $40 billion, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how does that happen? And how is it that we even allow that him to not, I mean, I would think there should be a tax on somebody that buys that big a chunk of land.
Yeah.
And so that he has to put equal amounts of money into helping our severe housing shortage here.
Yeah, you know? Well, that's...
Anyway, I'm on the bus, so I can't really... I'm going back to my... radio,
all right, well, thank you,
really,
and good
really
hearing from
comment.
You. All righty, well, happy New Year's,
yeah.
and good hearing
yeah.
from you, Dave. All righty, thank you. You know, folks, sometimes, you know, we all spend a lot of time, preparing to get to that land of honey and milk. And sometimes we have to stop and understand that getting to the milk and honey land is okay. That's your prerogative. But ask yourself, whose head am I stepping on to get there? See, if there are no humans involved and the environment doesn't get hurt and the animals don't get hurt while you're ascending to higher levels of financial success, man, wonderful. Woman, great. I admire you for being able to put it all together. But see, there's a problem here. Most of the successful people in business here tend to hang around the government trough, the public trough. So I question if they really... business people, or they've learned to manage and become managed through thuggery and bribery and collusion. You see, big difference. So don't tout yourselves as being intellectually superior amongst the people that you walk through and look down on, because a common thief is just a common thief who's learned to have sophisticated ways. I heard the earlier shows talk about corruption and all, but this is just common thievery. This is about the worst that a human being can behave when you stealing and lining your pockets with public monies. And then you're a caretaker of those projects through the government, and you watch and say nothing because you get your little share of it and being rewarded. So if it makes you feel good, and if you turn on the TV and you see this little Hitler running down the street chasing more homeless people, you know, and then proclaiming that he's all about a Hawaiian and this and that, if that's okay, if that warms your heart, then, you know, you're doing great. But if it's understood that lies can be perpetuated, such as this out of Maile, and contaminants lay there, and houses are built around it. I mean, it's like being in a bowl. Dust is going to fly. So if you can't address those things, and then you can give away the taxpayers' monies at a couple billion dollars to your financial supporters of your campaign, then really you're not really an intellect. You're just a common thief calling yourself in the guise of a politician. And that's not to impugn the integrity of all politicians, but when you go back and subject yourself to these practices and policies of chasing homeless people and not understanding, knowing that you have an obligation to know the real situation and the conditions that push these people there, but instead you seem to have fun. You seem to get an erection for it. You glow when you're out there with that stick and beating them down, using the police and the sheriff and everybody to beat them down so you can run back and translate that into votes for yourself. You get the votes for doing that, and you get the money from the people that want you to be beating them around and chasing them. So when you partner up with a guy like Kurt Caldwell, the people that are working with, and you partner up with, I got a call the other day saying, you know, they're talking about they're going to remove everybody in Waianae. Okay. That's living on the beach. Well, they've done that many a times, but see, not many people were upset about it because it was out there at KL Beach, and where did those people go? They didn't build new homes for them. Where did they go? But because it was down there in Kaka'ako, you see, the financial district, whoa, we got to put some power on this because it was at Thomas Square. Now, I'm not saying that people should have the right to take public property and squander it and make it their own by living on it. But I also believe that we should consider this part of the equation and part of the problem that they're there, something's failing. So here I go again to suggest that if you see the word Caldwell on anything that wants to advance itself, you should think three times, one for the humanity, one for his profane way of behaving in public and the squandering of monies and the questionable practices with rail and all of that. And then thirdly, is he good for our community? No. You vote for who you want to. But there is Ernie Martin. Before we go getting on the bandwagon with Ernie Martin, let's ask Mr. Martin as well. Tell us about your involvement, how you were working at community services and when you were running that and how monies were squandered. And how monies, and in fact, I reported this way back, where I interviewed a worker there who said that records were to hide from HUD, and I filed a complaint on it, and HUD made them pay some money back. And why did Helimanu? So let's not see one more pony running and say, well, that's a good racehorse. No, let's question them all, because people of that ilk do not stay around government unless they've learned to control it and milk it for what they want. Is it good for the people? I don't know. There's Iona. I don't know. Duke probably could bring some change. But, again, what I've seen in this town, you know, imagining if he won, then they'll become Lynn, Finnegan, and it'll be the same old, just a new family of people to come in with same old practices. So we need to look to something new. We need to look to, let's vote a school teacher in, somebody that demonstrate that they care. Let's vote someone that, a nurse in, that former nurse that or want to quit and go into politics. Let's vote some, because they've demonstrated that they sacrifice a lot while they're there caring for people and making sure that they get immunized and new babies in the infirmary and all of that. Let's look toward those people. Let's turn our backs to these lawyers and professional business people, because it's not saying much if they're flocking to government. They must be crappy at business, because, you know, there's a whole world out there with a lot of money now, building and all. Why would you go to government, lowly life, low-paying job, when things are happening here in Hawaii? Why would you go get a job with the government? Because you failed in business and you stink, but you'll make a good person for funneling and channeling money and taking bribes and covering up and paying under the table. That's why the Kurt Caldwells are tend to flock to government. This is why they all do. And if they don't like it, tough. It's enough of the softness and kindness. Because when I go to bed every day, going from the grocery store or anywhere, there's another person homeless with a shopping cart. When I go to bed, I see things that should never be happening. Trash piled up because the person that he picked and chose won't manage it right. On and on and on. And at the end of the day, it translates into waste and money. And that money that was being wasted could be used to take care of the things that it was intended to be. But in a corrupt government, and when there are people who struggling to get in and appointing your friends, and as I said with David Ray, you saw what happened with the debate on killing the rail immediately. Folks, this is no game. They are here to play keeps. And as long as we tolerate it and pull that lever and say, I vote for Caldwell, and my things may not be so well, but I'm going to vote for him anyway, because we could have done worse. That's a sad day, and it's a sad practice. We know better. We can do better. But anyway, we saw out in changing subjects completely, out at Cayena Point, and many of you should go out there and just to see it for the beauty of it. Someone, and I beg of you, if any of you know anything about this or have any tidbits of information, someone went out in Cayena Point and killed three, I'm told, Laysan albatross. And then supposedly broke about, it's reported that they broke about 15 eggs. I don't have that firsthand information. And one of the cameras that they had set up caught an image of a gentleman, their lower waist down. Not much to go on, but if any of you, I'm sure someone saw something. And if you, in conversation, know anyone that have done this or heard information, please, you can give me a call at 782-6627, 782-6627, or send me an email to carol@carolcox.com. And I'm not law enforcement, but I have a right to look into it. So if you call up, and this is a sad occasion because the birds are, they're not threatened, they're not endangered, but they are protected under the Migratory Bird Treaty Act. And they are one magnificent bird, one beautiful bird. This is a bird that nests on the ground, lays one egg basically, and in turn, you've not seen anything more beautiful. They're black and white and absolutely stunning. And you need to go out there, for those of you that can make it out there. You go all the way to Waialua, to the dead-end pavement. You can walk in about an hour and a half, or say, slow walk. It would take some water, and I would encourage you to go out there. And there's other ground nesting birds there too, wedge-tailed shearwater, not the short-tailed albatross. I wished, but that's a bigger bird, and it's endangered and was almost at the doorsteps of extinction due to the feather trade and what have you. But the Laysan albatross is absolutely a beautiful bird. And it's on this island where, while everything is all built up, we have the ability to say that on this island, with all the construction and the population of people, that we still have nesting birds on the ground here. And someone went in and killed some, and we hopefully they get caught and don't do it again. And some of you may remember about 3, 4, 5 years ago, there was someone had let their dog out, maybe a little longer, and their dog killed the wedge-tailed shearwater, several of them. And these are birds that nest underground in burrows, about the size of a large pigeon. And you just need to appreciate it, you understand. And so the albatross, they're still there. And the ones that the nests were destroyed, I don't know what their status is and if they are picked up and left. But you can see them doing their mating dances and what have you. And other birds out there, it was reported that the bristle-thighed curlew is found there. There were four of them sighted, I'm told, in the last month or so. And bristle-thighed curlews are actual endangered species. They're, if you give you a close image, a picture, they're about like a large plover with a long curved bill. Not quite as similar, but similar drab color or brown speckle or Rufus coloring, a red. And there's ruddy turnstones and all kinds of tattlers. So you should go out there, and a lot of endangered plants there. So, but whoever it is that went out there and destroyed those eggs, shame on you. And I'm rubbing my stones, getting my four-leaf clovers, and anything that I can to hope that they catch you and you get prosecuted. Because you not only kill the birds, you're assaulting everybody. We have a right to enjoy that and know that they're there. And so it could be many a people. There are people that think that the albatross should not be on the air runways and near the airports, and I do too, but it's depending on how you go at it. There could be a dispute amongst the biologists but we don't know. It's all speculation. But if you have information on this, please give us a call. And we're going to be focusing on quite a bit this year on looking at much more government waste, fraud, and abuse, and bringing to you biggest issues on connecting the dots. So it may not be as many subject matters, subjects or revelations, but we will be looking, focusing, and sometimes you might find that we'll be repetitive. But these things, once you start them, they keep giving and revealing such nonsense that you just can't believe it. And I don't believe. I'm going to go to my grave thinking that we can change it. I really believe that. I may be a fool of the century, but I believe that if a human being caused it, a human being can fix it. I believe that. Now, that's simple math and probably the most simplistic approach to life there is. But I think it's just that easy, because those that we catch stealing from us, we won't cut their hands off, but we'll cut their lifeline off. They won't be making money. They won't get a salary. They won't be in influential positions, and we won't deal with them. And we will say the same thing to their friends that are corrupt or that go around looking for open doors to slide, or doors that have a gap underneath to slide the envelope underneath the door. We can do it, folks. I'm telling you, we don't, this is still America, and whatever that means to many of you, there are some things that we can take upon ourselves. You know, you go to the police, they're encumbered by many of laws, policies, and practices, or a shortage of revenue or resources. But you and I, if we get to talking and bringing in attention to these people, we can make a change. We can stamp out corruption real simple. It's that easy. You know, take a orange dot and paint their hands with it. Who knows? Let's do something within our reach and say, don't lie to us. And all of you, and the last thing that I wanted to talk about was that for those of you out there that sitting back and looking from afar and saying, well, that Hawaiian homelands thing, it's about race base and all. If you're respectful of the American way, we have promised through legal ways and binding and agreements that we apologize and we will compensate and give back. And part of that give back is to the Hawaiian homelands, to right or wrong. If any of you find problems with that, then you're reneging, as we've done so many times with other native people. Do you want to be a part of that? Do you want to sit and watch TV in a story 10 years, 20 years from now that said, we too betrayed, we came here and enjoyed and lived and loved and appreciated all the beauty, but when it came to the people, we proclaimed that what was rightfully theirs was taken, and then we said we will give it back, a portion of it, and then we turn around and say, well, why should we have a race-based program? We're all equal. And the question, no, we're not all equal. Not if you've been screwed like most Native people. They're never equal. They start off in the game with one leg, a brick tied through their leg. They can't run as fast as you because they've been tethered to some agreement. They're expecting it to be treated right. We don't do that. So all of you out there that are not Native Hawaiian, I hear a lot of you talking, well, you know, it's race-based and the lawsuits and all of that, and we shouldn't be race-based. Well, we should honor at least what we agree to. You see, when we apologize and we say we're going to make it right, how can we inject the thought that it's race-based in an unfair, unequal ground by giving back what we took? So anyway, strange new year coming, but it'll be good if we do the right thing. So we'll see you next week. Thank you for joining me. This is Carol, and I'll be on John Nolan tomorrow at 6 o'clock and catch the morning show. That Tucker is really good, folks. I'm impressed. I listen every day for the format that he has. And John Nolan, and then you have just good talk. And thank you all for joining, and we'll see you next week.
How glad the many millions of little bells and Lydians would be to capture me. But you had such persistence, you wore down my resistance. I fell, and it was swell. I'm your big and brave and handsome Romeo. How I won you, I will never, never know. It's not that you're attractive, but oh, my heart grew active when you came into view. I've got a crush on you, sweetie pie. All day and night time, hear me sigh. I never had the least notion that I could fall with so much emotion. Could you coo?
This has been the Carol Cox Show, heard every Sundays at 9 a.m. on K108. Tune in again next week, Sunday at 9 a.m. to the Carol Cox Show on 1080 a.m. KWAI.